This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. One of the most famous museums in the world remains closed today. The Louvre shut down following the theft of some of France's crown jewels on Sunday.
The heist in broad daylight took only 7 minutes. Officials say just before the museum was set to open, four men disguised as construction workers gained access, two of them using power tools to cut into the Apollo Gallery, where Napoleon III's crown jewels were on display.
ABC's Allison Kosick. President Trump threatening to cut off all U.S. aid to Colombia after he accused the country's leader of being an illegal drug leader. Gustavo Petro accusing the U.S. of killing innocent fishermen during U.S. strikes on vessels in the Caribbean. Organizers say at least 7 million people turned out for the No Kings rallies nationwide on Saturday, all across the country, protesting the Trump administration's actions. And we're going to need a Game 7 between the Mariners and the Blue Jays to figure out who will be going to the World Series to take on the Dodgers. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A Wisconsin congressman wants to give President Donald Trump a medal, the Congressional Gold Medal, the highest civilian award bestowed by the United States Congress. Representative Derek Van Orden has introduced legislation to award the president with it. The man convicted in the death of 19-year-old Sade Robinson of Milwaukee has been ordered to pay nearly $93,000 in restitution. Maxwell Anderson is serving a life sentence in prison without parole after being found guilty of killing and dismembering Anderson. A motion hearing for a wrongful death lawsuit filed by the Robinson family against Anderson will be held next month. Wausau Mayor Doug Denny says he's ready to move on from the City Ethics Board's decision against him. The four-member panel determined he violated the city's ethics code when he moved a municipal drop box into his office prior to the 2024 election.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today, breezy and warmer than yesterday, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. For tonight, some showers likely mainly in the evening, lows in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, showers redeveloping in the afternoon, breezy and much cooler, highs only near 50. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Right now, it's 36.
Yeah. Still I can't escape the ghost of you. What has happened to it all? Crazy summer say. Where is the life that I recognize? But I won't.
A station as cool as the Baraboo
River Valley area?
Well, whatever you call it. Thanks for listening.
You guys crack me up.
99.7 Max FM.
This shouldn't have to sell you.
99.7 Max FM. are young but getting old before our time. We'll leave the TV and the radio behind. Don't you wonder what we'll find stepping out tonight?
Really matter. photo of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo,
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 Galileo Figaro.
Magnifico!
Easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let me go.
We'll not let you go.
Let me go.
We'll not let you go.
Never let me go. Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me.
There's no stopping us now.
I got it on all day.
It gets me through my day.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Never let
Some things you can never choose, even if you try, yeah. You're banging your head again, 'cause somebody won't let you in. One chance, one love, your chance to let me know.
Max FM.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. Going over Friday's games, Sparta beat Baraboo 44-20, Reedsburg beat Toma 51-19, Waupun beat Wisconsin Dells 68-35, Sauk Prairie beat Edgewood 20-7, and Mount Horeb beat Portage 47-20. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
The Packers outlast the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Arizona, where the Packers beat the Cardinals here last night, 27-23. The Packers' substitute kicker, Lucas Haversick, set a new franchise record with a 61-yard field goal. Micah Parsons had three quarterback sacks in the game, the most in his career. Parsons also jumped off sides, allowing the Cardinals to stay alive, but Rashawn Gary able to force a fumble that Green Bay recovered.
The big play, the offsides by me, which is completely unacceptable. We got it right back when we came out and RG with the fumble, so that's the complimentary side. They mess up, make up for us, and we made up for them, and that's the good thing.
The road trip got off to a bad start when the team plane had to be grounded due to a mechanical problem. They didn't leave for Phoenix until 7 o'clock Saturday night.
Obviously, we already have a long, you know, plane ride, and then we were sitting basically on the terminal for about 5 or some hours.
That's Packers safety Xavier McKinney with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today, breezy and warmer than yesterday, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. For tonight, some showers likely mainly in the evening, lows in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, showers redeveloping in the afternoon, breezy and much cooler, highs only near 50. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Right now, it's 34.
Your hometown station.
can't help recalling how it felt to kiss, hold you tight. Oh, how can I forget you, girl, when there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. I was born to love her, and I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Radio's not dead, but a lot of other stations sure smell that way. We're your fresh choice. 99.7 Max FM.
Started. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After first saying the Louvre would reopen today, officials in Paris say the famous museum will remain closed for another day following the brazen heist of some of France's crown jewels.
The suspects took eight pieces, including sets of sapphire and emerald necklaces and earrings, elaborate diamond brooches, two diadems, and Napoleon's wife, Empress Eugenie's diamond-encrusted golden crown, nearly 200 years old, which prosecutors say was recovered at the scene. Reportedly damaged and left behind as the thieves made their getaway on scooters.
That's ABC's Allison Kosick. There was a spike in internet site outages this morning following a disruption of Amazon Web Services. Facebook, Amazon, The Wall Street Journal, Roblox, all sites that were affected and down. President Trump is now threatening to cut off all U.S. aid to Colombia after the president of that country accused the U.S. of unlawfully killing fishermen in the military strikes in the Caribbean. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm